Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hello and welcome to the Sports Drawer podcast. My name is Robinson Okenye. We are with the Standard Group Weekly's editor, that is none other than Charles Otieno. We like calling him CEO. How are you doing, CEO?
I'm cool, bro. It has been a long while before we sat in these studios again to talk about big sports, big issues, and big entertainment stuff.
Also joining us today is Badman. We like calling him Badman. That is Ahmed Bahaj. How are you, bro?
I'm good. I'm excited to be here. I'm glad leo tunafanya uchanganuzi wa nguvu kabisa wa masuala ya michezo.
Inabidi, Badman. So, two issues on top of the drawer today. And we are looking at FIFA conducting a feasibility study to have a World Cup happening after every 2 years. And aside from that, also the other issue that we have is Football Kenya Federation Premier League Awards. We are going to take a look at the winners list and if they so deserved those awards. But first, let's begin with FIFA. And FIFA's chief of global football, that is Arsene Wenger, is the driving force behind plans to hold a World Cup finals every 2 years instead of the traditional way that is 4 years. Charles, let's first take a look at this. Is it possible to have this tournament every 2 years, having in mind that we also, other countries or rather other continents have their own competitions that have to be put in mind before having this World Cup every 2 years?
But I think that, let me take it to the fundamentals of the game. Mm-hmm. The game has been improving for a very long time. Initially, there were a few teams which were playing in the World Cup. They were around 12 before in the first World Cup in 1934, which Uruguay won. So all the time, there's a lot of change which happens in football. So I believe that the genesis of all this is that we have more teams now. The infrastructure is well developed. So we have to relook at and relook our way at the way the football is organized and see, is it possible to play in 2 years World Cup? I believe, yes, it is possible because the infrastructure has been set, and that 4 years is quite a long time compared to the countries who would like to compete. And there's also a lot of money in sport. It's not like a long time ago. So that's why Premier League and even African Cup of Nations you see in after every 2 years, because it gives a chance for any other country to win it. So I think it is not an off moment. Because of the development issues, I think it is good for us to put it on the table and dissect it clearly.
Bahaj, what are your thoughts? I mean, for FIFA, World Cup is their major, you know, tournament where they get lots of revenue from. So they have to wait for all these 4 years before they get into that. But when you look at it, so what will happen to the UEFA Nations League? What will happen to Euro? What will happen to Africa Nations Championship CHAN? What will happen to Africa Cup of Nations, which happens every 2 years?
Personally, I think it's not a good idea considering the calendars. Already the players we are talking about are overwhelmed. League after leagues, matches, European matches, Champions League, and the leagues in different countries. I don't think it's a good idea. And sometimes, unajua, it is not a must to change something where there is no complication. Alafu pia waswahili wanasema kwamba mambo matamu yale yanakuja katika viwango vidogo vidogo. Ushanifahamu?
So kama yanakuja in bits, then FIFA World Cup should be in 2 years.
Implementation katika tafsiri ya hii ni kwamba ni unasubiri, unaona unasubiri, sio kombe la dunia kila baada ya miaka mbili linakuja. Lina fiva yake kombe la dunia, tunajua. Na ule utamu wake ni mimi naona ni ile miaka minne kusubiri na ile hamu kama Olimpiki the same. But there are some parties kama CEO amekubali kwamba they feel they can support this one. Tumeona baraza la FIFA, baraza limeli. If they have decided to sit down and have some meeting to discuss this, inaonekana pia watu wana
washaanza kukubali. Yes,
especially bara Asia.
Yes, Asia. Asia and also I think is it CONMEBOL or CONCACAF?
CONCACAF.
Yes, CONCACAF. Wao washasema sisi tuko sawa.
Yeah.
Yes.
But for me, I think
but kuna watu players, kama yeah, kuna watu kama players. UEFA. UEFA are totally against that idea.
Because unajua UEFA are against because of one basic reason. It's because now this is the revenue you would be earning. Yes. Remember UEFA Champions League and UEFA Cup runs every year.
Yes.
And then they have their European Nations Cup, which also makes them a lot of money. Yes. So if FIFA comes...
And there's also the UEFA Nations League.
Yes.
Yes.
So they are thinking that if FIFA... And they know FIFA World Cup is the biggest event in the world.
Yes.
So they are thinking if this event is put or scheduled in every 2 years, then their income and revenues will go down because this is a bigger competition. It is worldwide. They have a better resource and management.
Yes.
But the developing nations would like to have this FIFA after 2 years because of two reasons. Remember that to host FIFA World Cup is not very easy to get. Asia has actually hosted it in 2002.
Yes.
Now, from 2002, it has not gone to Asia. It has come to Africa once.
Once, yeah.
Now, remember that these countries see an opportunity also to be given chance to be hosting this tournament.
Yes.
So for them, it's about revenue as well. Because this thing alternates between South America, USA,
and Europe. Yes.
So they are thinking that this is the first time he's going to Middle East. They're thinking that after every 2 years, there'll be a chance for us as well.
Yeah.
We can say it can be rotational. So when you open that door, then we'll say that also us, we want FIFA World Cup to be rotational. Europe, it goes to Asia,
yes.
It comes to Africa, it goes to CONCACAF.
Yes.
That's what they're thinking. And for us, that's the only way. I understand what Bahaji is saying about fatigue, players' fatigue.
Yes.
But then remember that the game has developed. That's why we have 5 substitutions.
Yes.
So soon we will be allowed even to have 7 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
So it will mean that you'll have a bigger pool of players.
Yes.
And you play them according to their strengths.
Yeah. So the issue also, CEO, now that you've spoken about players getting fatigue, the question is, are clubs, some of these top clubs that we have in the world, will they be willing to let their players go out to, you know, to the World Cup for remember we must have the qualifiers. Let me use Africa for an example.
For example,
Africa Cup of Nations starting, it will be in January because we reverted back to the old calendar.
Yeah.
It will be in January, and then clubs like Liverpool, clubs like Chelsea will be losing players to come to Africa Cup of Nations. Yeah. After that, the players go back, and then you have players coming probably after a month, they are coming back for qualifiers for World Cup. They go back, and then there is another tournament they have to come with. So the calendar will be very busy. Will clubs be willing to, you know, release their players?
I had the FIFA's president, Infantino, giving out his statements saying that they're in the football calendar. We have some meaningless matches. in the calendars, which has to be examined.
Yes.
This tells you that if at all this move goes ahead, they will have some amendments in some leagues.
Yes.
Some tournaments are going to be slashed off, I think, so, if at all
but
it is going to materialize.
Will countries like England be willing to let go of the... not FA. FA, I think that one
FA
will not be touched.
Curling Cup is a problem.
Curling Cup.
But you see,
yes,
Robbie, initially, Curling Cup was for developing players.
Yes.
It is the greed for money that the clubs decided, let us field our first team. But if you remember 2007, 2006, 2008, all those players who used to play, they were people in the reserve team.
Yes.
And academy, guys who don't have playing time.
Yes.
So that they do not get wasted.
Mm-hmm.
But now, people decided, since there is this for prestige, now you see first 11 playing, which is totally wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when we discuss about countries getting the opportunities to host the World Cup. Mm-hmm. In that aspect, I think it's a good project. It's a positive project. But when we come and speak about revenues, yes, making money,
yes,
then why are we being biased? Because the Super League issues.
Yes.
People, the fans
people
were
against
so
the
mad.
Super League, yes.
So how do we differentiate the two? Because if the motive is making money.
Yes.
So what about the Super League? We go to...
I think FIFA is using... Of course, the major reason is making money. Yeah. But FIFA is using, you know, this word, giving opportunities to other countries,
sure,
just as a blanket cover on that. So CEO, now that if it goes through, do you think Kenya will make to the World Cup?
Harambee Stars.
Hosting or playing?
No, playing in the World Cup. Because if it comes in every
in
2 years,
yeah,
then
the qualifiers and...
Yes, there are more opportunities.
Rajua, yeah. Harambee Stars, the problem is that our infrastructure is totally wrong. FKF is dead in water. Mm-hmm. It cannot provide a team which can go anywhere. You cannot be changing your team like the way you're changing your inner garments every day. You can't.
Yes.
True.
Yeah. True, very true. So, CEO, you are not giving Harambee Stars a chance if this goes through.
Zero chance.
Zero chance.
Unless you change overhaul the management, mm-hmm, and we establish grassroots football the way it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to 1987, yes, team, there was a lot of developmental football across the counties,
mm-hmm,
or the Rift Valley, Nyanza, mm-hmm, and those players came through ranks.
Mm-hmm.
Players like people from Mathare had a proper under 10, under 15, under 20. So there's always age group football where people are trained. Now you have you call a player to a national team who still has problems of controlling the ball, surely.
Mm. Mm.
When will you go to the World Cup if you do not know how to control the ball?
Robbie,
yeah,
in football, there is no secret to success.
You have
it
to
is
work
either
hard.
You work hard and you have a system.
Mm-hmm.
We are lacking that system. And we may...
Basically, we don't have an identity.
Three years back,
yes,
Sami Kufur,
mm-hmm,
was analyzing African Cup of Nations, and he whipped.
Yes, because Ghana lost.
Ghana, and
yeah,
he said, from that day, he was removed in that analysis.
Yes.
He said the truth that the Ghanaian Football Federation,
yes,
was corrupt by then. It had broken all the rules and the systems which were used to be there.
Yes.
And this is now witnessed. It is true,
yeah,
from his words, because we can see those teams which are...
Because back then Ghana had a
proper
infrastructure,
and
yeah,
they had age group.
Yes,
these
age groups.
Yeah, yeah, and the likes of IU, you know, we saw them from an early age playing,
yeah,
in the under 17 World Cup, and then we saw the development,
sure,
and the fruits were reaped.
And then he was questioning, in this team after this generation,
what next? Yeah.
So people are just selecting players in terms of friendship, corrupt issues, people to get opportunities, play outside, and some agents get money.
Mm-hmm.
Corruption in the federation.
Yes.
Big mess. Think in Kenya, we need to start a proper structure.
Yes.
Or else, structure. Where is another Olunga? Can you tell me of one?
I haven't seen one.
Sure.
But now that you've spoken about that, of course, our first issue on the draw was FIFA having a World Cup in 2 years. But now let's get into Football Kenya Federation Premier League Awards. And we want to take a look at some of the players that were awarded yesterday. And I want to begin with the young player of the year, Henry Major from Tusker.
Mm-hmm.
He was the winner. And at the moment, of course, he's moved from Tusker. He's gone to Ike. And hopefully he will be... Hopefully, as you said, you know, in football, you have to work hard.
Sure.
He had a fantastic season with Tusker FC. What did you make of it, him winning that Bahaj? You were though at the awards.
I think 100% he deserved that award,
mm-hmm,
because in that category, the only one who came near him,
yes,
Lewis Banda from FC Leopards.
Yes.
And the other youngster, Odhiambo from Gor Mahia.
Mm-hmm.
But from the statistics,
Francis,
the guy was good, Henry Major. I was also expecting,
yes,
maybe he will be the runner-up in the MVP award.
Yes.
Yeah, because the guy, the first season, he's getting that chance with senior players, and we know working with Robert Matano. But he delivered.
I know you have a story.
That, Robert Matano.
That you should tell us the first time you went to interview him, but instead you interviewed the brother.
Sure. because in that training knee of Matano, no joke, brother.
Yes,
he may slap you. He's very serious, and but on that day he was on a mission, international
duty. Yes. So what major. Happened? You thought it, the brother is he?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I never knew if he had a twin brother.
Yes. Actually, an older brother.
An older brother. Yeah. So I thought it was Henry Major. And I was, he said, no, I'm not Major. Yeah. I was thinking maybe he was joking. He didn't want the interview. But the brother is a defender.
Yes, the brother is a defender.
Intasca,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah. An older brother. So
We wish Henry Major was Kenyan.
He was in Kenya.
Yeah.
Remember, he played in the Kenyan game against Rwanda. He came in for 10 minutes. At least he made change alongside Boniface Mushiri. Yeah. So, CEO, coach of the year went to Robert Matano, the Tusker FC coach. I mean, he's been in the game for too long, and he's a known winner.
You know, there are two faces of Robert Matano. Robert Matano is a good coach, but I don't agree with his coaching methods. The young players we have today, yes. You cannot drive them like ox.
Yes.
They will break. You can't.
Yes.
But he's a winner. That one we agree. Yes. And this year he managed to do some fantastic work with that team. That Tusker team, I didn't think they would manage. I thought KCB were better. KCB had a better team spirit, well organized. But Matano knew and knew when to win the most important matches.
Yes.
So he turned around two or three games, which were deciders.
Yeah.
And that's when Zico and his team collapsed.
Yes.
But this, what I would say about Matano is that I do not know how long his training methods would last.
Yes, Bahati, you've been to the... to Ruaraka and seeing what it does with the players.
Yeah. You know, for this season, 2021, there is something that has reflected the financial woes of some clubs.
Yes,
of course.
I cannot say Matano and Zico had the best of squads or talents. No.
I believe KCB had the best squad in the league.
You know, some teams had also talent and good
but
teams.
But
now the financial issues. Yes, FC Lepers.
Gor Mahia.
Gor Mahia. Unajua hizo.
Moja lipwa wiki
mitano. Zilijitokeza. That's why uliona consistency ya KCB and Tusker mpaka mwisho.
Yes.
And then we are also underrating Tusker. Unajua one secret about Tusker squad.
Depth. Work on a depth.
Sana.
That man... every match, he can rotate.
The
and he has three subs.
In every position.
65, 70. They must come with an impact. So, Lipokwenda Mazoezi, my friend, Tusker wana depth.
Sana.
Ukiwataja wachezaji with proper quality. Jackson Masharia, Humphrey Mieno.
Luke Namanda.
Watu wako inje.
Wako bench. And remember, they've signed, I think, 10 players.
Yeah.
They've taken some already of the best players, the likes of Brian Bwire. He's joined them from Kariobangi Sharks. We have Sakari Olsi from
Kariobangi Sharks.
They've taken... Yeah. Shami Kibwana.
Zaburi or Sabuni. These are the guys?
Yeah, they've taken lots of players.
So this tells you next season they may also be the best team to beat, the team to beat. Wasababu, they have lost a few players.
Yes.
Henry Major and also their captain, their former captain.
Hashim Sempala. So, luckily we hope that betting money won't come into the league. You see, if betting money checks in, Gor Mahia and FC will recruit. And especially Gor knows how to recruit internationally.
So let me ask you, CEO, if you are the coach for Tusker, in goalkeeping, you have Brian Bwire, you have Matasi, and you have Mvyekure. Who do you play first?
Hey! Matasi, I don't know whether Matasi has recovered from that car accident.
And he's recovered?
He was not badly injured.
I don't know whether his mobility... And you see, these things are about mental.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If he's mentally stable right now. But if he's stable, then I'll go with Matasi. But after that accident, I think Mbwire would stand a chance.
But Mvyekure was very, very instrumental in them winning the league this season. And again, we saw what Mvyekure did for Rwanda against Mali.
Yes, he played very well. But you see, I do not know whether they will retain him. Remember, this is an Africa. This guy is Rwandese.
Yes, yes.
And the Rwandese players come to Kenya to get acceptance and then they move to bigger leagues.
Yeah, yeah.
So after they play this Champions League, which Tusker is in, playing, mm-hmm. sometimes he might be spotted by bigger teams across yes. the continent. Mm-hmm. And that's why I would say that categorically, I'm not sure I will stick.
Yes.
That's why I'll go with these other two guys.
And Matano, I think he loves that competition for Nini.
For the position.
Yes. So for him, yeye kwake ni mzuri sana. Kiwa na hiyo kuumiza kichwa kwa ni aina makocha hao.
Yes.
Position moja watu watatu.
Wapiganie.
And he can make those decisions. Yeah. And the funny thing, even with the noise, with the quarreling, lakini wachezaji wanampenda vile vile.
Yeah.
Hawa wachezaji wake. So, yeah. if you are not the Matano type, yeah.
Don't go to Tusker. Don't go to Tusker.
Utasumbwana. So, the Golden Boot, we had Eric Kapaito, midfielder of the year, Lawrence Juma. Defender of the year, Eugene Asike. Golden Glove, we had James Saruni. And the most valuable player, Eric Kapaito. Up and your kunavutano. Eric Kapaito, being named the most valuable player. Yes. Top scorer, Golden Boot, hiyo tunakubali.
Yeah, that one he could take.
Yes,
eh?
But CEO,
yeye
ndio alikuwa MVP. Your thoughts?
That was, you know, sometimes I, at the risk of being sounding rude.
Yes.
That was what we call Kariobangi Sharks Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Awarding your player because you run FKF.
Mm-hmm.
The most favorable person to win that, who we've seen in this 1 year, entirely playing,
mm-hmm.
his heart out
yes.
is Lawrence Juma.
Yeah, definitely.
He went and played, and he's scored very many important goals.
Mm-hmm.
He's led from the midfield by example. So I think that Kapaito was given just because. And secondly, why is Kapaito and he's not even the best striker in the country?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a problem there.
Yes.
You award the player according to achievement, according to the stats, and
yes.
his stats does not reflect the award.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, Mimi, I tend to agree with the CEO, but Eric Kapaito is my good friend. I know the hard work he puts
yes.
Day in, day out, and you can say from his consistency, ndio tumeona mpaka nafikisha magoli 24.
Mm-hmm.
Tunatakiwa tuangalie kwa Kenya. Kuna wakati Baraza alichukua top scorer akiwa na magoli 9.
Mm-hmm. 11 ama 9.
But ukichukua na hiyo 9 inamaanisha
ligi ngwa ngumu.
Defense iko in the country.
Defense ya hii ligi bado huwa ni ngumu sana. Ndio unaona ni tabu watu.
Kwa sure ni defense ni ngumu ama strikers ndio tuna.
Pia nataka tuangalie, labda tuangalie kwa upande wa pili. Tutoe ile kwamba kulikuwa kuna kidogo upendeleo. Tuende katika statistics.
Yes.
Tazama Eric Kapaito alipokuwa na jeraha, Kariobangi Sharks waliporomoka kweli.
Mm-hmm.
When he came back after Gor Mahia semi-final FA Cup, alipoingia, aliporudi kutoka pale wakarudi tena on form, akibeba timu mechi baada mechi. And then angalia Kariobangi Sharks number 5, muangalie sasa Sofapaka.
Yes.
Unajua pia tunaangalia team na mchezaji when it comes to awarding.
Yes.
Tunaangalia team
na mchezaji.
Mimi mahali ambapo ningekubaliana na complaints, Lawrence Juma hata nafasi zake chache kwa Harambee Stars.
Yes.
Ameng'ana, alikuwa tegemeo, alikuwa ni
sana. Yeah.
Umeshafahamu?
Yeah.
Lakini sasa hizi tunazita KPL awards, league.
Yeah.
Na
but league he had 10 goals.
Yeah, of course, but
from midfield.
Nikitaka kuchuja. Unaona
yeah.
From midfield wakapewa mkiungo bora wa mwaka.
Uh-huh.
You get me?
Yes.
Lakini ukitaka kuchuja elimination unaangalia
yes.
vitu vingine kama hivyo kwamba sasa hebu tuangalie. Tumeshaangalia huku na huku goals huko iko juu nini lakini angalia team. They can
So what were they looking at?
Hmm?
Nini haswa?
They should come
nini
out
haswa?
And tell us
hey,
what they were looking
haswa?
At. Luka Modric, Luka Modric
uh-uh.
won the best player in the world with how many goals did he score in World Cup? I think there were three. Yeah.
But Croatia and Champions League Real Madrid by then.
Croatia lost in the final.
Final.
Yeah, that final was won by France.
But they were in the final.
Actually Griezmann was the top scorer.
Instrumental.
Mm-hmm.
So tunaangalia ku eliminate hiyo ya kwanza alafu ya pili pia I think the system of electing kuchagua pia hatujaiona wazi because personally mimi have been there ligi yote mbona sijapiga kura yangu
tumefuatilia
you get me
yes.
Robinson pia the same
yes.
case
yeah.
Who was voting
yes.
is either journalists, players, coaches? We want to know the system
yeah.
because with me
we should have a system
from the Even from the Twitter questions,
yes.
90% Lawrence Juma.
Mm-hmm.
but pia naona kwamba walitaka kudistribute evenly kwamba the star players everybody to get a chance, and the major ndo wakampatia Chipkizi bora and then wakampatia, you know, Lawrence Juma midfielder bora ndio kapaito, so everybody
this is lakini second, lakini yeah. This is not a the professional affirmative awards isi ile tunasema 47 county women rep wewe hapana bana
but also Eric Kapaito jamani to seem underrated.
No, we are not so, underrated. We are not. Without the 24 goals that he scored during the season, Kariobangi Sharks aonge maliza kule walimaliza.
Sure.
Wange kwa relegation. Zai wange kwa nacheza labda na Kenya Police.
Qualifiers.
If you bring in Lawrence Juma,
yes.
I'll bring in Eugene Asike.
Yes.
Ushanfahamu. Very integral part of task.
You won the defender of the year.
Yeah, and pia at the same time alikuwa anazuia. Unajua yeye ndio Van Dijk wetu hapa Kenya. Task ilikuwa watu wanaona Tusker wakifunga tu, lakini Tusker walikuwa hawafungiki rahisi.
They conceded the least number of goals in the country.
That is the best
followed
way to
by KCB.
Tournament.
Yes.
So I think tunaangalia elimination ndogo ndogo. Mimi naweza Kapaito na best yangu. Mwacheni bwana huyu kijana. He's a good player. Control nzuri.
Sikiza.
Funga draw.
Listen.
Funga send. Yes.
Unajua Kapaito, we are not saying he's a bad player. He's a very good player.
Uh-huh.
We like him's contributions, but we are saying, was it fair? It's about equity here.
Mm.
And if you look at the other guys who have played, and you see that, of course, Lawrence Juma deserved that award. Kapaito would have given the golden boot. Still, that's an award.
Yes.
Mm.
But then the midfielder of the year and the MVP, which is the most contested award, should go to the rightful player.
But also, time in memorial, this MVP award, when you come to the league in Kenya, imekuanga na shida sana most of the time.
It was that time.
Remember when Madoya won it?
Sure.
Yes. With Zu Kericho, kulikuwa na maswali mingi sana. So I think the one yenye watu walikaa tu wakakubaliana huyu ana deserve MVP was Kevin Kimani.
Yeah,
Kevin
the,
Kimani Muguna, Kenneth
yeah
Muguna,
there was the one with the Wanga and the who
yeah.
You remember that one?
Yeah, they went head to head.
Then there was one match which was delayed
that,
and
that was
people said
it was Wanga against Enos.
Yeah.
Enos. Yes.
Yeah.
So Ulinzi had not played.
Wanga deserved it.
Ulinzi had not played Mount Kenya. Mount Kenya.
Yes.
So the match was delayed and was played a day later after the season had ended.
And Mount Kenya had given an walkover, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
On that match.
Yeah, so the match was given and of course Enos scored a brace. And he won at that
But now this
title.
Is the sweetness of, you know, these awards and the league. It makes it more interesting.
Close for us the draw. Close for us the draw. CEO, close for us the draw.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. I think that the most important thing we've discussed is that it is good to explore what FIFA is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how it pans out.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying, of course, the Super League jittered, caused everyone problems because there are many people, there are financial markets, which especially the soft or data or digital markets, which are willing to put a lot of money in these leagues.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why that conversation will not end.
Mm-hmm.
You can see very many people, the YouTubers, the Twitter guys have a lot of money to put in football.
Mm-hmm.
So guys are running into that direction. And that's why they're the guys who are pushing Barcelona and Real Madrid and Juventus and Manchester United and say, you guys form your own league. We will fund it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, FIFA have seen an opportunity
and
say, this money, before someone gets into that market, they will want that vacuum.
Yes.
So let's explore and see if it is for the better of players and, of course, these companies to give us more money to develop sports.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an issue. But if it was something which will affect the players, then we have to check it clearly.
Mm-hmm.
On KFF, I think, well, FKF, I think that we have to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
This league has to be run professionally and appoint coaches on merit.
Yes.
And give awards on merit.
Mm.
Yeah.
Close the draw, Bahad.
And I was also surprised for Julia not being even nominated. This guy takes Bidco 22 years away from the Premier League and Julia, and he brings it back. He beats some of the biggest teams in that league, and he was not even nominated. I was surprised. I was not impressed with that one. Let's go back to Man United. A short one, a quick one. Huh? I want to tell Manchester United fans.
Yes.
Football is not tennis. Mm-hmm. It's not a one-man, you know, show.
My brother,
Cristiano Ronaldo is there. He will bang those goals in. But if some of the guys are not responsible the way they have been for Manchester United, including Ole Gunnar, those decisions, I tell them it's another season to weep and be bitter about things.
My friend, you cannot talk about Manchester United and walk out of this draw without a reply. Manchester United cannot be touched in vain. We have a good team. We just need one or two more players. And of course, our coach is not very good technically or
tactically. Two or three players and a coach and a layer.
But I can tell you this year, without fear of any contradiction, we will win at least one cup. I don't know which one.
Yes, thanks a lot, Charles Otieno, the editor, Weeklies here, the Standard Group. And of course, Hamed Bahaja, the reporter and anchor on KTN News. Of course, we had two issues on Top of the Drawer, and that was on FIFA carrying out a feasibility study to see whether World Cup can be held every 2 years. And also, Football Kenya Federation Premier League awards, which went down. We took a look at the players and if they deserved the awards that they got. But until next time, see you. My name is Robinson Okenye.